You'd never know it from the conference room chatter here, but a spoken language is disappearing from the earth at the rate of one every 2 weeks. Many of these delegates are part of a dying breed when it comes to preserving their mother tongue, including senior academic Clint Bracknell, whose mother is an Aboriginal Noongar from Western Australia. The modern world is working against multilingual coexistence, he says.
There are increasing economic pressures to, if not be monolingual, at least to function in the dominant language in a way that allows you to make a living.
So there are strong economic reasons why people just stop using their mother tongue.
I think there are, and it's about opportunity too as well. I mean, even if you're speaking, you know, your mother tongue at home, most of us spend most of our days working and most of our time at home sleeping. Unless we've got active domains of language use, then inevitably it's going to be difficult.
The internet and communications technology may be helping this UN conference to happen, drawing in delegates on screen from remote corners of the globe. But there's also concern here over what the big company's agenda might be when it comes to helping vulnerable languages stay alive. Marcos Aguilar, an Azteca Mexicano from Central America, is pleased this conference is happening at all, keeping the plight of dying language in the limelight. But he thinks business can't really be trusted to do the right thing.
Technology can be put to good use, but when there's a profit motive embedded, then it's difficult to figure out what the direction will be. And even when it's a non-profit type of direction that may be supported by a foundation or by a wealthy corporation, there's still a lot to worry about and concern ourselves regarding the intellectual property and what is discussed.
One of the big Silicon Valley firms represented here that's made a point of investing heavily in a multilingual future is Google. Senior software engineer Craig Cornelius has a personal passion for preserving indigenous language. He's convinced that tech can empower young speakers and actually incentivize them to keep traditional languages going.
I think one thing technology can do is make it possible for the cool things to be available. When kids can text in their own language rather than the dominant language, they're going to start using the technology and think of it as a way of communicating in their own language. When people can build video games in their own language, then they're going to say, oh, this is cool. Technology companies can possibly help by opening up the products so that people can add their own language content to things like games.
The beautiful sound of Hawaiian from the lips of longtime activist Amy Kalili. She's part of a movement that saved the Pacific Islands' mother tongue from extinction when it was almost wiped out by government diktat. She sees much potential in harnessing technology to unite struggling language speakers online, but nothing can replace the power of being together in small communities to really feel bonded by words and their hidden spiritual power.
I think for families who don't have the ability to interact physically as much in an environment that would promote language learning, those are always, you know, better than nothing, you know, these technological opportunities to learn language. But there's nothing as valuable as just having that one-on-one interaction when you're trying to learn and disseminate and share and transmit a language.